Because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll say that I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night.
Every jackass thinks he knows what war is. Especially those who've never been in one. We like things nice and simple. Good and evil. Heroes and villains. There's always plenty of both. Most of the time, they are not who we think they are.
Where is he?
Mr. Bradley? Mr. B? You okay?
Where is he?
Where's who?
Where did he go? Where is he?
All right, just stay right here, okay? I'm gonna call an ambulance. It'll be okay.
Where is he?
Most guys I knew would never talk about what happened over there. Probably because they're still trying to forget about it. They certainly didn't think of themselves as heroes. They died without glory. Nobody has taken their pictures. Only their buddies knew what they did. I'd tell their folks they died for their country. I'm not sure that was it. Now, there are plenty of other photos taken that day, but none anybody wanted to see. What we see and do in war, the cruelty, is unbelievable. But somehow we got to make some sense of it. To do that, we need an easy-to-understand truth and damn few words.
Film's ruined.
I don't know. This one looks all right.
And if you can get a picture. Now, the right picture can win or lose a war.
You're gonna wanna see this.
Look at Vietnam. The picture of that South Vietnamese officer blowing that fella's brains out of the side of his head. Whammo. That was it. The war was lost. We just hung around trying to pretend it wasn't. Took a lot of other pictures that day. None of them made a difference. but it happened. The country was bankrupt. People were becoming cynical and tired of war.
That's Harlan.
Where?
Right there, planting that flag. That's your brother.
Ma, all you can see is his behind.
And that's his. I powdered and diapered it. I know my son. That's him. Go get your father.
Daddy, Ma's got a picture of Harlan's keister in the paper.
You watch your mouth, young man.
One photo, almost all on its own, turned that around.
It's on the front page of every major paper. Over 200 dailies, and they're all flooded with requests for prints. I think we might have found it.
Gotta go. I have a whole different theory. He wants medical attention bad enough, he'll come to us.
Hey, Sharp, I'll crawl over you, you lazy son of a bitch!
As soon as that flare goes out. Okay, well, I'll go with you.
No.
You're actually gonna leave me here?
I'll be right back. Just shoot some people. I gotta go.
It's okay. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. Get your hands out of there. Let me do that. I'll do it, okay? Don't look. Keep your head back. Keep your eyes on me. All right? Look at me. I'll get it. I'll take care of it. Put this bandage on you. We'll get you taken care of. And we'll get you down to the bottom, all right? You're going to be fine. It's okay. I'll do that. I'll do that. Here, put your hands on top and put some pressure on it. Put your head back. Keep breathing. Keep looking at me, all right? Just keep
stretcher and get you down to the beach. I'll be right back.
I'm all right. Go and help someone who's hurt.
All right. Hold on.
Where'd he go?
Who?
The guy who was right here, Ignatowski. Where did he go?
I think he jumped in the wrong hole.
I didn't jump in the wrong hole. He was right here. Now, where the hell is he? Iggy! Iggy!
Shut up. You want every Jap on the island shooting at us?
Iggy!
You expect us to climb this?
Or something just like it.
So, where do you think they're sending us?
Oh, I think it's the desert, frankly.
Well, that makes no sense at all.
It's just military psychology. They always train you for the desert on a volcano.
Oh, now you're just having fun with me.
Harlan, take your men right. Watch for Bedouins.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's the Bedouin? It's a guy with a camel. Jeez Louise. Maybe we are going to the desert.
Now, you tilt that to the right. What if the bullet comes from the left?
Bullets don't come from the left. You know any left-handed jabs?
That makes about as much sense as you shine with your shoes on. You don't even know why you do it, do you?
Because I don't tell you, mean I don't know.
But you do it because Mike does it. I'll ask him.
So you cut hair back home?
Some.
Training to be a barber, are you, Doc?
Nah, just studied it a little.
But not in barber school?
Nope. Let me guess, Hayes is winning.
Chief, I have very little to do with sitting both deaf, so maybe you can stop taking it out on me.
Different tribe. The Pimas fought on the side of the white man.
See, now that's smart.
It is smart.
Yeah, worked real good for us.
Good luck, fellas.
Hey, good night, Lindbergh.
Dead bodies. He cuts hair on dead bodies.
Huh. Even I knew that. Who's in?
Oh, I'm in. I'm in.
Yep.
It must be a lot easier with them not moving around and all.
Who's that?
Yeah. You know what I've been thinking?
Hmm.
Well, they've been telling us we need to buddy up. And I think we make pretty good buddies.
How do you figure that?
Well, you know, and that we have a lot in common. So why do you get dead people's hair anyway?
I'm studying to work in a funeral home.
Hmm. You tell a lot of people that?
You actually chose the Marines because they got the best uniform? No sense being a hero if you don't look like one. Checks.
Queens.
Do anything on that reservation but play cards, Chief?
All right, listen up, you sorry bunch of leathernecks.
We practice going over the side more, which means we ain't long for this piece of rock.
Oh, all right.
One more thing. Any man who doesn't have his masturbation papers in order, they get him signed by tomorrow night or he ain't going overseas.
Oh, I got mine already.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Wait. Why am I just hearing about this?
That's horseshit, Franklin. I don't have to repeat everything twice for you.
No, I didn't hear nothing about no masturbating papers.
Heard they were running short.
That's what I was saying.
You know, nobody tells me nothing. It's real nice, guys.
All right, get your ass over to the officer in charge of records. Maybe he's got some more left. Leave your smokes to play for him.
Thanks, Mike.
Listen, he calls you an idiot. You take it like a man, okay? Just do not leave without signing him.
I appreciate it, Sergeant.
You got it.
What the hell happened to your hair, Rainy?
Like a goddamn course.
Mm. 3 points of contact in that rope at all time.
Check four. Motor side.
Let's go. Keep moving. Next four. Over the side.
Keep your eye on the guy below you.
Let's go. Keep
That's
moving.
All you got to look at. Watch me, Doc. Just watch me.
Keep 3 points of contact in the rope at all time.
See? Another thing. Just one step at a time. Keep your hands on the vertical rope. Just make sure you keep 3 points of contact on the rope.
Yeah, that's right. Get that man out of the water. Man.
Don't worry about him, Doc.
All right. Put your smile on. Keep it
going.
We'll be fine. Archer, idle the next. It's an ugly, smelly, dirty little scab of rock called Iwo Jima. It means Sulphur Island, which accounts for the smell. Looks sort of like a burnt pork chop, you ask me. After 20 straight days of bombing, you won't find a blade of grass or a twig on it. Wasn't that pretty to start with?
Yep.
Hero is just 5.5 miles long, 2.5 wide. There's a lump down at the bottom. That's Mount Suribachi. The map's in front of you. The island is white.
Not much of it.
The black dots represent known enemy emplacements. Coastal defense guns, dual mount, dual purpose guns, covered artillery emplacements, rifle pits, foxholes, anti-tank guns, machine guns, blockhouses, pillboxes, and earth-covered structures.
I don't see any barracks or any other structures.
That's right. We still don't know why. Now, this isn't just any island to them. This isn't Tarawa, Guam, Tinian, or Saipan. This is Japanese soil, sacred ground. 12,000 Japanese defenders in 8 square miles. They will not leave politely, gentlemen. It's up to us to convince them. Now, the 28th will land here at Green Beach. The 8th Ammo Company will land here to resupply. The Suribachi's guns are the biggest problem. They can hit any point in the island. We're sitting ducks until we take them out. That's our job. We cut across the island right at the base, slit its throat, lop off its head. We take that mountain. We take that mountain. We take their big guns. We take their eyes.
For no man left behind.
Sir, run in. Look, I've had to make a few other changes. I'm promoting you. It's platoon sergeant.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah, the trouble is, I already told my men I'd see them through this.
Is that your James Cagney impersonation? Because I've heard better.
Well, I'll keep practicing then.
But this isn't your first time through this. You don't need to prove anything.
No, sir.
You're not the best sergeant I've ever had. You're just the best one that's still walking. Block's a good man.
Yes, sir, he is.
Men know him, he can step right in. You know, I have actually thought this through. Platoon sergeant puts you further away from the bullets.
I already gave him my word, sir. I told him to bring them all home to their mothers. Which means I already lied to half of them, can't lie to the rest.
How are your men?
They'll do fine. Except maybe Gagnon.
Our own Tyrone Power?
Yes, sir. He's a good man, just might be better used further back in the lines.
I'll use him as a runner.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And get out of here.
Here's the good news, Doc. We're going in with the first waves. Hey, you do that again, I'll take your head off. Huh? Fucking dominoes.
Iggy, have you ever heard news you considered to be bad?
The first one's off the ship, Doc. Means we don't go over the side of the ship. We hop on a tractor that drives right there.
Shit, that is good news.
See? What'd I tell you?
What's going on?
days of showing it. You're gonna meet three and say that's the best you can do? I don't give a shit. My men hit that beach with less than 10, and I'll be taking them home to their mamas in buckets. Yeah, I know exactly why. Because every Navy man with a scrambled egg on his chest wants to offload us here and sail to Japan so they can be there for the big finish. Tell their kids they captured the Emperor all by themselves. Well, you aren't going to Japan unless we take this piece of shit island. These little pricks are dug in. Okay, appreciate that, Jim. 3 days is a fucking beautiful thing.
Sharpen your knife a bandit?
I'm okay.
Sharpen your knife a bandit?
Jesus, Iggy, just leave me alone, all right?
Hey, how about you guys? Knife? Bandit? Kicking the ass? How about you, Doc? Sharpen your knife?
I've sharpened it 3 times already.
Then I better make sure I didn't nick it. Good man, Doc.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
When we land, try not to wave this kid around too much. They got sharpshooters that are trained to look for him, and they know that if they take out a corpsman, another dozen Marines will die unattended. All right?
Okay, Mike.
Your girlfriend, Chief? Bet she's a pretty damn good-looking squaw.
Bet you're missing her. And that little wigwam of yours.
Welcome, all Marines of Yoshiba. We have a wonderful
life. It's what they do to prisoners. At least the lucky ones.
Jesus.
If I were you, cowpokes, I wouldn't think about waving a white bandana.
Poor Marines. So far from home for no good reason. Think of your girls back home waiting for you. But a girl cannot stay home every night. So, who do you think they're with tonight? And will she let him kiss her? And will he comfort her at your funeral? This sweet music is to make you think of your girls back home who are missing you. This is all for now. I'll see you tomorrow night.
We fashion the night you help me try. I'll always be near you wherever you are. Each night and every prayer, just whisper
second platoon?
I don't see him.
First squad, move out!
Guy, this quick, Rick.
He got lost. 100 landing craft heads for one feature. This guy gets lost. I'm glad we did. Jesus, what a mess.
And here's why they ain't shooting.
It's getting on my nerves.
Maybe they're all dead.
What do you think, Doc? You think they're all dead?
Shoot up!
enough people shooting. One bullet and this thing goes up like a Roman candle.
Go!
News.
Maybe if you live up on Camp Towerwalk, because that's where we're headed.
Not you and me. Captain Severance asked me who else was in that picture. Christ, if I could remember, but it was Mike and Doc and Franklin and me and Hank Hansen, but I just remembered you were there too.
I wasn't there.
Of course you were.
Neither was Hank. He raised the first flag. It was Harlan Block that raised that one.
Shit. I told him it was Hank. You weren't there, Mr. Smartass. How'd you know it was Harlan?
You tell them it was me?
No, like I said, I just remember.
Good. Keep your mouth shut.
I know there was somebody else. You could see in the picture.
Then pick someone dead.
They don't want somebody dead, you dumb redskin. They want to ship us back to the States.
I tell you. I wasn't there. You hear?
Just settle down.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
Thank you.
take with your bare hands? I'm gonna give up my seat to a hero. You better have a good goddamn story to tell.
No, sir.
Then enjoy it. They'll forget you before Christmas.
Promised the Major you'd know who it was. In fact, you not knowing throws a doubt on you being one of the flag raisers yourself. Since no one wants to be embarrassed, the moment you land, they'll turn you around, ship you off to Okinawa in time to meet your buddies on the beach. So why don't you stop screwing with me? Give me your damn name.
You shouldn't have lied to me. You made me look like a complete asshole. I miss you around here. Good luck.
Now your name's in the paper, too. Just heard your doctor say we're postponing your operation. You're being shipped back to the mainland.
Everybody who saw that picture thought planting the flag meant victory. That's all I wanted to know. Victory. Within a few weeks of that picture being taken, half the men in it were dead.
Mrs. Hansen! Mrs. Hansen! Did you know Hank was a hero?
Are you proud of him, Mrs. Hansen?
What was he like as a boy?
Look this way, please, ma'am. What do you have to say about your son?
But somehow being a part of it meant something. Looking at it, you could believe their sacrifice was not a waste.
Yeah, I might have thought that was Harlan, too.
It is.
Belle, her names are right here. It's not him.
And he would be alive and sitting right here if it wasn't for you. You think about that when you look at his picture, Ed.
Senator Robson, Senator Hattigan, I'd like you to meet Private First Class Ira Hayes.
Damn good to meet you.
Proud to make your acquaintance, son.
Apu, Goma, Sush, Medyaha.
Sorry?
Papu Gama Sush Medyaha. That's Pima Indian talk, boy. Don't you know your own language? Took forever to memorize the damn gibberish.
Sorry, I've been away from the reservation too long, Senator. Knock.
That's you. Go, 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 go.
Gerber, Treasury Department. Bud Gerber. You showing the boys the sights?
We saw a hell of a ball game.
That's great. Bars there, help yourself. I got some briefing sheets for you here. Just some simple things we want you to say. Mostly, buy bonds. Can't say that too often. Itineraries, those are changing every couple minutes. Everybody wants to meet you guys. I got women sending up envelopes with stockings in them. Notes written in lipstick. We won't mention that to the press, am I right? Have a drink, for Christ's sake. My God, what you boys must have seen over there. I've been watching the newsreels. Jesus Christ, that was a fight and a half. So, we got a hell of a lot of money to raise, not a lot of time. White House tomorrow, then we trot you over to shake hands with a couple of hundred congressmen who won't pull a penny out of their pockets, politicians and actors. You put them in a restaurant together, they die of old age before picking up the check. Then New York City, Times Square, dinners with various hoi polloi, then Chicago.
Who are these Gold Star mothers?
That's what we're calling the mothers of the dead flag raisers. You present each mother with a flag. They say a few words. People will shit money. It'll be so moving.
But this is Hank Hansen's mom.
Lovely woman. She knows how close you and her son were. He wrote home about you. She is very, very much looking forward to meeting you.
Hank wasn't in the picture.
Sorry?
Hank didn't raise that flag. He raised the other one, the real flag.
The what? The real flag. There's a real flag?
Yeah, ours was the replacement flag. We put it up and they took the other one down.
Am I the only one getting a headache here? You know about this?
It was after it was already in the papers. The mothers had already been told, Bud.
That's it. That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, why tell me? I'm only the guy that has to explain it to 150 million Americans. Who is in the goddamn picture? Are any of you guys in the goddamn picture?
Yeah, we're in the goddamn picture.
Six guys raising a flag over Iwo Jima. Victory is ours. You're three of them, right?
This was the fifth day, sir. The battle went on for 35 more.
Well, what'd you do? Raise a goddamn flag every time you stop for lunch?
Can I hit this guy?
Hey, you know what? I don't give a shit. You're in the picture. You raise the flag. That's the story we're selling, boys.
Are you deaf? Hank isn't in the picture. Harlan is in the picture.
Well, who the fuck is Harlan?
Harlan Block. That's whose mother who should be here if anyone should be. You know, I think this whole damn thing is a farce, you ask me.
You know what they're calling this bond drive? The Mighty Seventh. They might have called it that we're flat fucking broke and can't even afford bullets, so we're begging for your pennies, bond drive, but it didn't have quite the ring. They could have called it that, though, because the last four bond drives came up so short, we just printed money instead. Ask any smart boy on Wall Street. He'll tell you, our dollar's next to worthless. We borrowed so much, and nobody is lending any more. Ships aren't being built. Tanks aren't being built. Machine guns, bazookas, hand grenades, zip. You think this is a farce? You want to go back to your buddies? Well, stuff some rocks in your pockets before you get in the plane, because that's all we got left to throw at the Japanese. And don't be surprised if your plane doesn't make it off the runway, because the fuel dumps are empty. And our good friends, the Arabs, are only taking bullion. If we don't raise $14 billion, and that's million with a B,
This war's over by the end of the month. We make a deal with the Japanese, we get whatever they want, and we come home because you've seen them fight, and they sure as shit ain't giving up. 14 billion. The last three drives didn't make that much altogether. People on the street corners, they looked at this picture, and they took hope. Don't ask me why. I think it's a crappy picture myself. You can't even see your faces. But it said, we can win this war, are winning this war. We just need you to dig a little deeper. They want to give us that money. No, they want to give to you. But you don't want to ask for it. You don't want to give them hope. You want to explain about this person and that flag. Well, that's your choice. Because if we admit we made a mistake, that's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Gentlemen, Mr. President, here they are.
Well, hello. Good to see you, President. Darn good to see you boys. Heard you had a hell of a fight on your hands out there. Hell of a fight.
Yes, sir.
Ira, you're off the Gila River Reservation in Arizona, am I right?
Yes, Mr. President.
Being an Indian, you are a truer American than any of us. Bet your people are proud to see you wear that uniform.
Very proud, sir.
They should be. Well, I want to thank you for coming all this way to Washington to help us out. You fought for a mountain in the Pacific. Now we need you to fight for a mountain of cash. I don't expect you'll let us down.
No, sir. No, sir.
Good. Then go get it. It's the end of this ceremony. Let's take a look at this famous photo over here. See if I can pick you up. My gosh. There you are.
Boys, this was on me. To those who can't be with us.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I get the impression I'm drinking with the wrong heroes.
Such a hero. I feel honored to be in your presence.
That's just not true. Yeah. It's professional work. Here, to professionals.
Here they are. You're the guys in the photograph, right? I heard you were on the train. Let me shake your hands. John Tanner.
John Bradley.
These boys are with me. Harvard and Yale types didn't fight a lick. Pappy's old rich sons of bitches. Boys, shake hands with some real war heroes.
Excuse me for one moment.
You can buy them a drink while you're at it.
That's right. Drinks with these men all the way around. Hey, and you're the other one, aren't you? John Tannick, Tannick Holmes.
Rainey Gagnon.
Pleased to meet you. Have a drink. Come on. Here's my card.
Oh. Listen to me, Rainey. When you get finished being famous, you come see me. Because if you can sell bonds, you can sell homes. Now, they're not going to build homes anymore. They're going to deliver them. You heard of prefab homes? No, sir.
Well, you will. And you hang on to that card, and you come see me, you hear? All right?
Certainly will.
All right.
And Mike and the guys could see us.
Now they'd hardly believe it, would they?
Harlan! Franklin! Can you imagine Franklin? On this train? Eating at the dining car with all of his silver.
Good to be here, Doc.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
the heroes of Iwo Jima. Private First Class Ray Gagne. Private First Class Howard Hayes. And Navy Corpsman John Duck Brennan.
People to come out tonight in support of the war effort. We really need you to buy bonds, that's for sure. Because we can't win the war without your help. As far as us being the heroes of Iwo Jima, that's just not the case. We really didn't do much at all.
Especially him.
Especially me. I was just a runner. That's it. We put up a flag. The pole we attached it to was heavy, so it took a number of us. We had our picture taken doing it. The real heroes are dead on that island. And we'd appreciate it if you bought bonds in honor of them. Thank you. Take out any machine gun nests I missed.
At least I fired my weapon.
Right, knock it off. You hit anything or are you too drunk then, too?
What?
Hey,
guys, come on.
Stop it.
Knock it off.
The only thing to do. Yes, this war has gone on too long. We have given too many lives, and its cost,
chocolate and strawberries, sir.
Strawberry. Has been far too high. But if we waver now, if we don't dig deep and give more than we think we can, then those sacrifices would be wasted.
Chocolate
and
strawberries, sir.
Lives lost.
Thank you.
understand. Mammy says you're to go without him.
Christ.
Real good work you're doing there, Randy.
All right, prepare to move out. Pass the word.
Prepare to move out! Stand by! All right, second floor, let it be! Move out!
Senator, I'd like to meet Corman John Bradley.
Doc, right?
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you, sir.
Good to meet you, young man. Now, we appreciate everything you've done and everything you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
It's Captain White. Colonel Joss.
This is Roger Corman.
And thank Colonel you. McCourtney. Major sir. General Green.
You, sir?
Senator, this is Private First Class Ira Hayes.
Of course. Now, I hear you used a tomahawk on those Japs. Is that true, Chief?
No, sir.
Well, tell him you did. Makes a better story, huh? Boy.
This is Captain Green.
It's John. Madeline Eveley. I recognize you from all the photographs. And Hank's mom.
It's so nice to meet you, ma'am. Hank was always talking about you. This is PFC Rennie Ganglin.
Pleasure to meet you, son.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for everything.
My pleasure.
Not at all.
Ira. I'd like you to meet Mrs. Strank, Mike's mom.
Mom,
When I got the telegram, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Knowing he was with you that day and seeing him in that photograph, I don't know why it makes me feel better, but it does. It's so silly, isn't it?
No, it's not.
How are you, son? Thank you very much. We're the largest furniture wholesaler in Illinois.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Make sure you call.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you Rennie?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Franklin's mother.
It's an honor to meet you, ma'am.
I'm Pauline, Rainey's girlfriend.
Do you mind? Paper said that's Hank. And I honestly can't tell. It's horrible of a mother not to know her own son, isn't it? But that's him, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, ma'am, it happened so quick, and with everything that was going on, it's kind of hard to remember who was where. But, yeah, I think that's where he was. That's Hank.
Thank you. Excuse me.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Excuse us.
Sleep, Ira.
Thank you.
Doc, you think they got them all?
What?
Well, they're not shooting at us. Maybe we killed them all. Well, they ran up in the night or something.
The boys are waiting for us to start climbing.
First platoon, grab your gear. We're going up the hill.
Just us?
Yeah, just us, Ziggs.
All right, first platoon, move!
I tag along?
Yeah, you can lead the way if you want. Get a good shot of my face.
With your ass, I'm gonna make famous, Hank.
Yeah, that'll work for me, too.
Lieutenant,
can you make it to the top? Put this up.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, Iggy. They never shoot at the first patrol.
They don't?
Nah. They want us to go up to the top, signal to the other that it's okay, and shoot everybody else as they come up the mountain.
Really?
Yeah. Unless, of course, they want to make an example of us and discourage all the others.
I think you're full of crap. You know that, Hank?
Really?
Jesus.
Phew. Thank God that ain't us.
Told you. Boots, spread them out. Put them on line.
Set up a perimeter for squad.
Okay.
Yeah. Right
here. Let's put the flag up. That's it.
Over here.
Good.
Good. Right here. Got that end? Hold that stick. Yeah. Limber.
Hey, we've got rope.
Can you help it? Yeah, good.
Does that work?
Famous.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Strike!
Sir?
They want a phone line run up to the top of the mountain.
I guess they picked us. Second platoon, let's go. Get some exercise. Let's go. Get off your ass.
Still work if you're not getting mine.
get torched off!
I don't know whose idea it was, Secretary.
Well, it was goddamn brilliant. I won that flag, Holland. Mark my words, raising that son of a bitch means the Marine Corps for the next 500 years. I want that flag.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure no one touches it. You can count on me. Fuck that. That flag belongs to the men in this battalion. That son of a bitch thinks that our men died taking this ground so we can hand over our flag to some politician to pin to his wall. He's out of his goddamn mind! Give me that flag and find another one to replace it. Gideon! Get your ass away.
Hey. Hey, fellas. It's a beautiful shot, Joe.
That kind of day.
That flag.
He wants this flag?
Yes, sir.
We just put the damn thing up.
Yes, sir.
Some kind of flag shortage?
He wants you to put this one up instead.
Hey, Mike. Can you do me a favor? You put this up, will you?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's find a pole.
The flag down, boys.
Captain's
order. Jordan, let's do it. Oh, thank you. Lord, he's a heavy one.
All right,
hang on.
It's on.
What a hell of a view.
A view from up here, yes, I'd say something.
That second flag going up. Everybody saw that damn picture and made up their own story about it. But your dad and the others knew what they had done and what they had not done. All your friends dying. It's hard enough to be called a hero for saving somebody's life. But for putting up a pole?
Huh?
You gotta be kidding.
Hey, it took a lot of talented folks a long time to make that thing.
Look, just wait till tonight when it's lit properly and there's thousands of cheering people in the stands, it's gonna look a lot better.
So, stadium lights come down, spotlight comes up, you get your cue, you charge up this thing with the flag, you plant at the top, you smile, you wave, you know the drill.
You want us to plant the flag on a pile of paper mache?
Hey, that's showbiz. And try and stand. How you stood the first time you planted it. Just, you know, pretend the other three guys are with you.
The dead guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, not a problem.
Good.
But where do we imagine Hank is standing?
Sorry?
Well, seeing that he wasn't there, it'll be kind of hard for us to leave a space for him.
Oh, I think you know exactly where it was. You pointed him out to his mother.
This is bullshit.
I planted that damn thing once, and I'm not doing it again.
Hayes.
For Christ's sake.
Hayes. Hayes, get your ass back here. You're going on report. Hayes!
You want to do your damn job?
He's with me! Hey, he's with me! Sir, he's with me, okay? He's with me. Ira, put the goddamn chair down. Ira!
Put the chair down, son!
Put the chair down, Ira!
Tell him, Doug! Drop the truck!
Ira, they're cops. They're supposed to have nightsticks. You're not supposed to be in the street swinging a chair.
Calm down, son.
Sir, turn around, please. That pussy right there, the one on the end, that's him.
That's him?
Yes, sir. You read the papers?
Oh, Christ. We got another fucking hero. Get him out of here. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Put the goddamn chair down.
And let's go.
He didn't serve me.
I don't make the rules. We don't serve Indians.
Soldier Field.
What the hell is that?
I can't figure it out.
Keep an eye out.
Hey, it sounds like it's coming from up there.
They're killing themselves.
Ira, let's go. Come on.
Let's go, Ira. Come on.
Thank God. Jesus, look at you, Chief.
Round.
Holy shit. You would have to pick today. Vandergrift is here with enough brass to start a fucking band. Come on, let's go. You walk?
Yes, sir.
By yourself? All right, look, I don't care if you have to carry him. Get him to the top, plant that flag, and don't fucking fall off. Get him in the stuff. I'll stall these guys for as long as I can. Hurry up.
Upside the ridge!
feeling. Gus, go check him out.
How's this breathing? Harlan, move, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, can you hear us?
Mike.
It's okay. It's okay.
Come on, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
Mike, can you hear us?
Structure. Let's take him down and move him off the bridge.
Kill me.
Come on, Harlan. Harlan, stay with me.
The guy who was right here, Ignatowski, where did he go?
I think he jumped in the wrong hole.
I didn't jump in the wrong hole. He was right here. Now, where the hell is he? Iggy! Iggy!
Hey, shut up. You want every Jap on the island shooting at us?
Iggy!
helicopter?
Who it is, but it's one of ours. They had to go outside and throw up. Look what they did to the poor son of a bitch.
Okay, Chief?
Let it go.
If that doesn't pry open their wallets, nothing will.
Jesus Christ, he's drunk! Goddamn Indians.
Come on, Chief. Let's get you home.
That's not what I hear. I called around. I'm not stupid. He's been drunk since he started this damn tour, making a spectacle of himself. Just about choked that poor woman at the reception, blubbering. Jesus Christ, you're supposed to be watching these men!
Yes, sir.
Well, he's making us look like regular asses.
Well, with all due respect, sir, he never wanted to come on this trip in the first place. We had to pull him kicking and screaming off that boat. He wants to be with his unit.
What unit? They're all fucking dead. This is how he honors those men, by drinking and throwing up. You know what? He wants it great. We'll send him back. Get him packed in on a train today. He's an embarrassment to the uniform.
Yes, sir. I'll do it.
Ah, no, that's good. That's what I want. That's a good thing.
Raising the money in that, because we need it. But I can't take them calling me a hero. All I did was try not to get shot. Some of the things I saw it done, things I did, they weren't things to be proud of, you know? Mike. Mike was a hero. You ever meet him?
No.
Best Marine I ever met.
You know, Chief, I think if Mike was sitting here instead of you,
he'd be saying the same thing about himself. Not being a hero.
Maybe he was a good guy, but I think that he'd be ashamed of me, seeing me the way I am. I think I could see my mom before they ship me off. I think they'd do that. See my mom.
I'm sorry, Ara. I think I saw him once after that. It was maybe 6 or 7 years after the war. I was working as a salesman, doing a lot of driving. I was driving west across Texas, just trying to get where I was going so I could get home. And I saw this guy hitchhiking on the side of the road, and for a second, I thought it might have been him. I always regret that I didn't stop, but I was in a hurry. And he was an Indian. We always told the press that Ira insisted that he was going back to fight with his unit, which was at least partially true, but that isn't what got the headlines.
We're engaged.
Hey, Doc.
Yep.
Got a minute?
Yep.
I'll see you at the car. Here, I'm getting married.
I did, Rainey. It's great.
Yeah, it's something she wants. She waited for me all this time. She's not used to all this. She's a good girl.
I'm sure you'll be very happy.
So, I was wondering if you'd be my best man.
Me?
Don't you have somebody at home? A buddy you'd rather ask?
I didn't really make many. The ones who didn't go, it's hard to even talk to them. You know.
Yeah, I know. I'd be proud to.
Thank you. I better go drag her away from them before she announces I'm going to be president of General Motors or something. All right.
I couldn't complain because the press loved him. So they wrote more articles and people bought more bonds. The tour went on with just Rennie and your dad.
And the true heroes are the men who didn't make it home from Iwo Jima. The men who died at Iwo Jima and in other campaigns. We ask that you honor the memory of those men by buying the war bonds and helping us to win this war. Thank you.
City after city, I thought the damn thing would never end.
And this rumor kept going around that the photograph had been staged. I remember your dad telling him that he wished he'd known he was having his picture taken because he would have ducked the hell out of it.
True to the rumor that that picture was staged. Come on.
I remember when your dad got shot. All hell was busting loose. People back home saw that picture and thought it was over when we took Suribachi. We wished. Anyways, we're pinned down. Mortars, shells, machine guns. Fire coming from every which direction, right? And we hear somebody call Corman down. Blood was spurting out of his throat, and Doc was doing everything he could. And the corpsman looks up at him, and he knows what this means. Shot in the neck. He knows he's dying, you can see that. But still, in his eyes, he's pleading for the Doc to save his life. And Doc can't. It took us a half hour to find your dad. He could have bled to death.
Coming down. Thanks.
Vets will tell you about being hit, but not wanting to leave their buddies. Usually they're lying. You'll take any excuse to get out of there. But it happens. You get the feeling you're letting them down. I can see that in your dad's face. Oh, he wanted to go. He'd seen enough. But he didn't want to leave us. Oh, he was a hell of a good man, your dad.
Yeah.
While we're sitting there on the beach, we heard this great roar, and we looked up. That was the first of thousands of landings on Iwo.
Look at that.
Yeah. How about that? I'm gonna head back, all right?
Good luck.
That island saved a lot of lives. A lot of lives.
I don't know what else to tell you.
After the bond tour, my dad finally got his operation. By the time he got home, the war was over. First thing he did was ask my mom to marry him. Ira tried to get on with his life and put it all behind him.
I thank you for having me here today. It's an honor to be in front of such a strong people. Because of the war, white men will understand Indians a lot better. And it's going to be a better world.
But life had other plans for him.
You're him, aren't you? You're the hero, right? Great. All right, kids, go get your picture taken. That's great. All right, now say cheese.
Cheese.
That's great. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks. That's a hero, kid.
Hey. Hero, lift this basket, will you? It's too heavy for me.
Rennie tried to take advantage of those offers he'd received on the bond tour.
Yes, G-A-G-N-O-N. Right. Pronounced Rainy. Rainy, yes.
Okay, I actually called last...
Okay, yes. Mr. Gagnon, I gave Mr. Tenick your message. I'm sure he'll call you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But he was yesterday's hero. He even applied for a job at the local police station. They said he wasn't qualified. After working the factory with Pauline, he tried a few things, but spent the rest of his life as a janitor. But Ira?
Ira, you got a visitor.
Ira always made the news. I could never find out why he did it, but one day Ira just took off. He walked and hitched over 1,300 miles from Arizona to Texas. He found Harlan Block's father working his field. His wife, Belle, had left him soon after they discovered Harlan died. She never forgave him for letting her son go off to war. And Ira told him the truth. That it had been his son who raised the flag with him. His son in the photograph. And then he just turned and walked away. Though the flag raising meant nothing to him, he somehow knew it would mean everything to them.
Thanks for calling.
Just as Belle knew all along. The press soon found out and called Hank's mom with the news that it wasn't her son after all. The last time they all saw each other was at the unveiling of the Marine Corps War Memorial. And even though he planted the first flag above Iwo Jima, Hank's mother and father weren't invited.
See you, Ira.
Hell of a statue.
It wasn't long after that that they found Ira. The paper said he died of exposure. There was no autopsy. It was about that same time when my father got in his car early one morning, telling my mom he had something to do. He drove to a town on the other side of Wisconsin where Iggy's mom lived. Ever since she heard the news about her son, she'd been trying to find out how he died, and no one would tell her. I never found out what he told her, but I can pretty much guarantee it wasn't the truth. My mother would ask him what was troubling him. He would never say. And every year as it got close to Memorial Day, the reporters would start calling, asking
Hello?
To interview my father.
No, I'm sorry. He's fishing in Canada.
We were always instructed to say the same thing.
Okay. Thanks.
When Mr. McCandless retired, my father bought the funeral home where he'd worked since coming home. He spent the rest of his life running the business and raising his family. He never spoke about the war or about the flag raising. Never told us anything. The first time I heard any of these stories was after he died.
Where is he? Oh, God.
He's not here, Dad. He died.
Who died?
Iggy.
Iggy. Christ. Poor Iggy. I hadn't thought of him for years. How do you know about Iggy?
You were calling for him when you collapsed.
I wasn't looking for Iggy. I was looking for you. I wanted to tell you I'm sorry I wasn't a better father. Talk to you more. I'm sorry.
Sorry. You were the best father a man could have.
Did I ever tell you they took us swimming?
No, Dad.
After we planted the flag, we came down off the mountain and they let us swim. It was the funniest thing. All this fighting and we were jumping around in the water like kids. That's the way I remember Iggy now.
I finally came to the conclusion that maybe he was right. Maybe there's no such thing as heroes. Maybe there are just people like my dad. I finally came to understand why they were so uncomfortable being called heroes. Heroes are something we create, something we need. It's a way for us to understand what is almost incomprehensible. How people could sacrifice so much for us. But for my dad and these men, the risks they took, the wounds they suffered, they did that for their buddies. They may have fought for their country, but they died for their friends, for the man in front, for the man beside him. And if we wish to truly honor these men, we should remember them the way they really were, the way my dad remembered them.
Thank you.